AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's interior minister was killed in a helicopter crash near Kyiv. More than a dozen people in all were killed, including children. Here's the AP's Charles Deledesma.
Firefighters at the crash site comb through the debris, which includes a badly damaged kindergarten, clearing chunks of charred mangled wreckage lying against an apartment building and in the playground. Earlier, four bodies on the ground were covered by reflective sheets. Kirilo Tymoshenko, deputy head of the office of the president of Ukraine, tells reporters, "We're counting the children. Everyone understands the situation that has happened. Emotions are running high." Kyiv regional governor Alexei Kuleba says emergency services are still identifying remains recovered and that the death toll could rise. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In Quincy, Massachusetts, not guilty pleas were entered on behalf of Brian Walsh. He's charged with murder. His wife, Anna, has been missing since New Year's Day. This is prosecutor Lynn Beeland.
Defendant Googled, "What's the best state to divorce for a man?" Rather than divorce, it is believed that Brian Walsh dismembered Anna Walsh and discarded her body.
Anna Walsh's body has not been found. The government says retail sales fell a worse than expected 1.1% last month, a sign how inflation and the rising cost of using credit cards slowed consumer activity over the crucial holiday shopping season. Wholesale prices rose more than 6% last month from a year earlier, a sixth straight slowdown, and a hopeful sign inflation pressures will continue to cool. The Federal Reserve says Chair Jerome Powell tested positive for the coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Powell is said to be up to date with all his vaccines and boosters and is working from home. This is AP News. A Federal Reserve official is validating the Fed's forecast that inflation will steadily decline this year. The signs are that inflation is easing. Consumer prices keep dropping after reaching a four-decade high in June.
I think we're starting to see our policy actions do what they're intended.
But the central bank's moves so far have nearly doubled mortgage rates and sharply lifted the cost of auto loans and other business and consumer credit. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester emphasizes more rate hikes are needed.
So I just think we need to keep going, and we'll discuss at the meeting how much to do at any one particular meeting. But my projections and my view of the economy is that we need to do more. We need to get above 5%. And then hold it there for some time.
Rates are currently in a range of 4.25 to 4.5%, the highest in 15 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.